Canadian Bacon by Miguel Castro. Waking up at 5 in the morning to the sight of family members from Florida going on a trip to Canada. We always go to Canada. It is a tradition to go to Canada when family outside of the state comes to reside. They probably hate us, taking them to Canada. It was bad enough for them to learn English, now going to another different world, really. When we see Canadians, they start to make presumptions on how they're a part of the mafia. My grandma, always thinking about how people are in the mafia. Nobody's not in the mafia for her. We just laugh it off. Dang, I stepped in poop. The sound of people walking on poop hits them as my whole family starts to laugh. It is just one big laugh fest. We had to change our American currency to Canadian wealth, a challenge of its own when you only have three people who can speak English very well, two of which are under 18 years of age. The complication of transitioning from our measurements to metric, they're funny. But they get even funnier when they realize that our only ride out of the country was stolen. They go bananas. The experience is worthwhile as we continue to venture through hell to find a ride back home. The sound of whizzing cars and metric measurements fill the air. Canadian air. What do? We are stuck in a different country with no passports. It's hard to imagine how any sort of humor can come out of this. Yet, the smiles on our faces begin to erode our sense of doom.